Well, Ed Duff is a solicitor and head of education, law and litigation at the Coram Children's Legal Centre in Colchester and joins us now. Ed, good morning.
Good morning.
What sort of legal advice can you provide a child suffering at the hands of bullies?
Well, the advice that's available really does depend on the severity and the impact on the child. And the best starting point really is that the parent needs to speak with the child and discuss with them what has been going on and try and get the child to open up about the bullying that's been happening. And then try and speak with the school about it as well. I heard earlier that there was reference to children moving school. That ultimately is one step that could be taken, but we would always suggest that parents take advice before they do that, because it can carry with it other ramifications to do with not being in school. In terms of what can be done, schools have got a duty to protect and promote the welfare of children attending there, and if parents are concerned that that's not happening, then they need to be raising it with the school and the responsible body for the school as soon as possible in order to try and resolve issues and come by a method of actually solving the situation before it gets to the position where a child wants to move. Advice is available through our Child Law Advice Line. We have also got free fact sheets available from the website at childrenslegalcentre.com, so I would suggest that parents try either of those resources as well. Bullying is a very wide definition, and realistically is any course of conduct or more than one incident of conduct which can cause any form of intimidation or upset. A school can be said to be responsible for incidents that happen within its sort of area, and also when children are in school uniform and there's a clear connection between those pupils and that school, then the school is responsible. But I think, yes, there needs to be a degree of responsibility taken by everyone involved. Bullying, of course, does have, in occasion, very, very significant and very severe impact on children, but all children affected by bullying will obviously suffer a degree of upset. So I think there needs to be a recognition of that by everyone involved. You have to look at the actual impact on the child involved, and this is where it's quite important for both schools and for parents to work well with one another, but also with the child, so that there can be a clear identification of where that child actually is beginning to feel subjected to bullying, and it becomes something which they aren't able to manage with. And again, if parents aren't clear on how to quite set up that line of communication with the school, or even necessarily with the child, again, I would suggest that they try our free advice line. We dealt with 177 parents calling concerned about bullying in the last financial year. And in fact, just in the month of May, we dealt with 20 people. So it would seem that actually it is increasing as a concern. Our helpline can be reached on 0808 802008.